Proclamation number 3410 of 18th of January, 1945. World Order. Divine Law. The world order cannot be overturned eternally because it is determined by divine law, and this is inviolable. No spiritual power can influence it, and only the spiritual beings associated with God are permitted to implement this law, which therefore also corresponds to divine will. Thus only the human being can sin against divine order, i.e., he can have the will to do so and is not prevented from doing so, yet even then he is unable to overturn the divine world order, i.e., to completely repeal his law. Instead he can only seemingly interfere with God's order but at the same time incur the consequences which are to his own detriment. Because the human being has free will, he is given the opportunity to also transgress against God's will. Yet he will not thereby cause his law of eternity to waver, which he believes he can do or he would not make the attempt. But the attempt is already a sin against God's wisdom, love and omnipotence. For the attempt proves a will directed against God. The whole of creation is based on divine law. The spiritual kingdom and the earthly kingdom are governed by God's law. Spiritual and material creations exist and move in accordance with divine order, and all entities have to submit to this law. They have to adapt themselves to the world order, otherwise they manifest a will which is contrary to God and exclude themselves from the blessings of divine order as being outside the law. To live in the order of God always means harmony and immortality, it means a state of bliss. But that which believes it can exist outside the divine order will also vegetate in an ungodly state until it voluntarily submits to the divine order. The profoundest wisdom was at work, and the divine law, the entire world order, the structure of the earthly as well as the spiritual creation also corresponds to this. But no being surpasses the wisdom and omnipotence of God. And in the state of perfection the being completely subordinates itself to his wisdom and omnipotence and completely submits to his law of eternity, it lives and works according to his order and does not transgress against it in the slightest. The being, however, which recognizes neither his wisdom nor his love and omnipotence, certainly makes an attempt to violate the divine order. But it only puts itself out of order but never God's law. Yet this attempt already brings it spiritual disadvantage and eternal penance until it rejoins the divine order. Amen.